You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Stephen Teague, Tarika Thomas, and their two daughters follow the girl's junior high classmate in their car as she walks to a bus stop. When the girls get to her stop, Thomas gets out of the car with her daughters and tells them to, quote, get her. The two girls attack the classmate, punching and kicking her. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, it's unknown why the girls would beat up their classmate, much less why their mother and stepfather would encourage them to do so. The girl was not seriously injured in the attack, and bystanders pulled the sisters off of the girl after they knocked her to the ground. Both Teague and Thomas were arrested and held on $40,000 bail for their part in the fight.
Teague and Thomas charged with contributing to delinquents of minors. Shania Cofield and boyfriend Peter McLaren running errands when a driver in a minivan rear-ends them and tries to drive away. Refusing to let that happen, Cofield and McLaren attacked the minivan, shooting at it and climbing on top of the hood, all while screaming at the driver to get out.
Several witnesses recorded the incident as Cofield and McLaren were holding up traffic with their antics. Other drivers pleaded with the couple to stop and let the driver that hit them go, reminding them that they could end up in jail. But this warning was not heeded, and Cofield was arrested that afternoon. McLaren fled on foot, but tips led to his arrest about a week after the road rage incident.
Cofield 20 and McLaren 22 now facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Hartford, Connecticut police say they filed criminal charges against two teenagers who were wounded in a drive-by shooting that also killed a 12-year-old girl who was an innocent bystander. The shooter or shooters, meanwhile, remain at large. Authorities disclosed new information alleging one of the teens, 18-year-old Jeremy Francis, exchanged gunfire with the drive-by suspect or suspects in the April 20th shooting, which killed 7th grader Secrete Pierce as she sat in a parked car. A 23-year-old man was also wounded. Francis was served with an arrest warrant 2 days after the shooting while being treated at St. Francis Hospital. Police charged him with unlawful discharge of a firearm, carrying a pistol without a permit, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment. The other wounded teen, a 16-year-old, was supposed to be under house arrest at the time of the shooting because he was on probation for firearm charges. He was taken into custody and detained. His name was not released because of his age. The arraignment of the tech consultant charged with the killing of Cash App founder Bob Lee was delayed until next week after his defense attorney told a San Francisco judge that prosecutors have not shared all their evidence with her. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
38-year-old Nima Momini was charged with murder with the sentencing enhancement of using a knife in the April 4 stabbing death of Lee. Momini, who was being held without bail, was scheduled to return to court on May 2nd. Prosecutors say Momini drove Lee to a secluded spot and stabbed him over a dispute related to the suspect's sister. Paula Canny, Momini's defense attorney, said he will enter a plea of not guilty and deny the special allegation. She said she will ask the judge that Momini be allowed to remain free during his trial.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said her office has shared all evidence with the defense, except for an autopsy report that can take the medical examiner up to 60 days to complete. A clown came to Marlene Warren's door on a May morning in 1990, handed her carnations and balloons, and then shot her dead in front of her son. On Tuesday, her husband's second wife finally pleaded guilty to being the killer, closing a case that is strange even by Florida standards. 59-year-old Sheila Keen Warren pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in a deal that will likely see her released from prison in no more than 2 years. Long suspected of being the shooter, Keen Warren has been jailed awaiting trial for first-degree murder since 2017, when Palm Beach County Sheriff's investigators said improvements in DNA technology proved that a hair found in the clown's getaway car came from her. Keen Warren has insisted, however, that she is not the killer. A South Carolina grand jury has now charged convicted murderer Alex Murdoch with two counts of tax evasion after prosecutors reviewed his final years of tax returns before he headed behind bars. We turn to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
The former attorney is currently serving a sentence of life in prison without parole after a jury found him guilty in March of the shooting deaths of his wife and younger son in 2021. From 2011 to 2021, Murdoch made about $16 million as a lawyer, while stealing about $9 million from his law firm, settlement money for clients, and other places, according to indictments. 54-year-old Murdoch also faces about 100 other charges, including tax evasion for his 2011 through 2019 returns, as well as charges he stole money from clients, ran a drug and money laundering ring, and tried to defraud his life insurer into paying a $10 million policy by having a friend kill him.
The latest indictments came for Murdoch's 2020 and 2021 tax returns.
Ex-spouses Ellen Riggs and Jolyn Wolfrey still share a South Carolina duplex. After splitting up 2 years ago, Wolfrey moves on, much to Riggs' dismay. When Riggs hear an intimate moment between Wolfrey and her new boyfriend through the walls, Riggs bangs on the walls to, quote, kill the mood. When that doesn't stop them, Riggs gets a handgun and starts loudly loading and cocking it. Wolfrey goes downstairs to confront Riggs. Riggs threatens to shoot her if she doesn't make her boyfriend leave. Wolfrey calls cops. Riggs cuffed on domestic violence charges. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.